Did you call, what did you call the apparatus that was on the horse itself?
Harness.
Just the harness. Mm-hmm. And when you had two, would you call that, how would you refer to two horses together? A team or a pair or?
Well, either one. Team of horses or a pair of horses. I think a team would mean two.
Did you ever have oxen here? Did you ever see any?
Yes. My husband's younger brother, when they moved up here in 1909, he had some oxen down home at Lafayette Springs, and he drove them up here and sold the oxen. But that's the only oxen I believe I've ever seen.
What they call that, a team of oxen?
Team of oxen, he had two.
And, I gather they were very slow moving, weren't they?
They were.
But
they were strong. And I have seen people plowing out in the fields with an oxen.
I see.
They were strong.
Mm-hmm. They were never used to pull a wagon or a...
Yes, they were.
But that
was a little before my time. They had just about gone out when I came along.
And before I leave that, the squeaking wheel, how would people... suppose the wheel actually were squeaking and it needed axle grease, you'd say to somebody...
You'd have to take the wheel off.
And then...
Then put it in there somewhere, I don't know where.
Would you say you better take the wheel off and grease?
Well, I just never did have that experience. I don't know what they would.
And if somebody... did have to put the axle grease around, and his hands were full of it, you'd say, well, look at your hands, they're all...
Greasy.
Greasy. Greasy. That's all that...
Mm-hmm.
If you think of any expressions which
Well, I'm sure we had quite a few... I can't think of any right now.
Anything that comes to mind as we go along about those things, the difference between grease and something lighter, do you happen to remember how you make that distinction? The difference between the oil that you put in the car and the grease that you put in the wagon. Those are such common ideas today that it's hard, I suppose, to think about how they used to be. But I was just wondering where you would get the different items. You had any names for them? Brand names?
I can't think of any.
Where would you get, did you ever use oil in the house or?
What kind of oil?
Well, anything for sewing machines or?
Oh yes, you just say you oiled the machine or you oiled so and so.
It's such a very common experience now that it's hard to
go back and pick up the expressions that we used at that time. Mm-hmm.